The Tulsa Race Massacre was famously forgotten in Oklahoma history classes for decades. But as the 100-year anniversary of the tragedy approaches, State Impact's Robbie Korth reports keeping that memory alive is as important as ever in the state's schools.
I remember seeing people getting shot.
That's the voice of George Monroe, captured in a 1999 oral history describing the Tulsa Race Massacre. The event left hundreds of black Tulsans dead by contemporary estimates. Amid the chaos, Monroe remembered his mother telling her four children to hide under a bed as a group of white men approached their home.
My sister grabbed me and pulled me under there. While I was under the bed, one of the guys coming past the bed stepped on my finger, and as I was about to scream, my sister put her hand over my mouth so I couldn't be heard.
Monroe died in 2001. He was 5 years old at the time of the massacre. Tulsa area teacher Crystal Patrick says voices like his are critical in teaching the race massacre to students. She often uses oral histories like Monroe's when she teaches the history of the Greenwood District. She says they're a good method to use to get away from simply regurgitating information about the massacre to students.
You can't just do that. Like, there has to be a lot of thoughts into presenting this material and a lot of care taken with it.
The massacre has been required teaching in Oklahoma history classes since 2000, but there was little guidance for teachers to start. That's changed in the last decade or so. Last year, the framework around the event was updated, and there have been several new curriculums created around it, like one Patrick helped design with the Tri-City Collective Group. But there's still work to do.
Because honestly, right now the curriculum, it's up to the teachers to teach it.
Teachers like Patrick. Currently, she's a contract teacher with the Tri-City Collective, instructing students in the area on the Tulsa Race Massacre. Work like hers is keeping the massacre's history alive. And Oklahoma State School Superintendent Joy Hoffmeister says that's critical.
I think Oklahoma schools have an essential role in keeping that history known and understood.
The state's highest education official says even though she went to middle and high school in Tulsa, she never heard the story of the massacre until she was an adult. She wants to make sure that future generations don't just hear about it, but also understand it. That's why she says she's made sure to be involved as the state changed its social studies standards. And one of the biggest changes was to ensure it's called what it was, a massacre.
We believe that we do need to be very much a part of embracing and understanding and recognizing the horror of the past.
Hoffmeister has pushed for more professional development for teachers around the state related to the tragedy. The leader in that development has been Tulsa Public Schools.
It's everyone's history, but it's very personally and locally Tulsa's history.
That's Danielle Neves, Tulsa Public Schools Deputy Chief of Academics. In recent years, she's helped run training sessions in person and last summer virtually to show teachers the best ways to approach the massacre. And the point she wants to drive home for students is community engagement is key for Oklahoma to move forward.
There's an active responsibility we have to contribute to that healing, to that reconciliation, and to creating a different future that really values, includes, and elevates all of the members of our community.
Bottom line, teachers need to make sure there are meaningful conversations across the state and country about the Tulsa Race Massacre. Here's Patrick, the Tulsa area teacher.
It's not just Black history, it's Oklahoma history, it's American history. And so by teaching these kids that this is a part of your story too, I really feel like it makes an impact.
And thanks to the recent movement to get more historical context around Tulsa's Black Wall Street and the Tulsa Race Massacre into the classroom, Oklahoma educators are doing just that. For State Impact, I'm Robbie Korth.